Last Friday night, I was going for a walk, and as I was walking, I was thinking about the advice that was given to an audience from one of my favorite broadcasters. And he was giving this advice in an interview to younger broadcasters that aspire to get to the national level that he's at. His advice was, don't skip steps and don't rush the process. And he said this advice came from reflecting on his own career, that he got stuck at the local level of radio longer than some of his peers. And this frustrated him at the time. But looking back now, he was super grateful because it allowed him to make tons of mistakes at the local level in radio. In front of a smaller audience, right? He was able to master that level, get all the dumb mistakes out of the way, so that way by the time he got in front of a national audience, he was just ready for it. Of course he's gonna make more mistakes, but they're not gonna be nearly as much as they would have had he skipped too national too soon in his career. So his advice was simple. Don't skip steps. Don't rush the process. Where are you at? Hey, enjoy where you're at. Make a ton of mistakes. Be realistic. Fill in your deficiencies. Work on that, and it's okay. So as I'm walking, I'm thinking about how that applies to something that happened to me in my own life. A few years ago, I wanted to complete the Salmon Ladder, which if you don't know what it is, America Ninja Warrior, they have it in there where it's a pull-up bar that moves, right? So you do a pull-up, you explode through the bar, and you jump up to the next level. Literally, from one level to the next level, etc. So of course, I do the exact guy thing. Build a salmon ladder out in the woods with my friend Daryl. Without ever training for the salmon ladder, after he builds it, we put the bar in place, and he goes, all right, man, go for it. So I jump up there, I explode through the bar with my pull-up, I go to put the bar at the next level, my grip is off, I'm not in balance, the bar goes flying in the air, comes down, and literally smacks me in the head. And I was bleeding, and it was pretty funny looking back at it. It hurt at the moment, let me tell you. My bell was rung, but I was definitely hit in the head with failure because I was trying to skip steps. I never trained for this. I didn't break this thing down at the level that I was at. So we walked away from it that day, and for the next few weeks, I just got very real with myself. Okay, to do this, I probably need to be able to do 12 to 15 strict pull-ups with good form. Then, the next step, ensure I know how to manipulate and control my body weight as I explode through the bar. So I started doing pull-ups in a different way, learning how to pull myself up at a pull-up bar and then jump a little bit, right? Learning how to do that part of the movement. And then the last key was paying attention to my grip and my hand-eye coordination. These were all new things that I needed to learn at this level before I could perform a salmon ladder. So we go back a few weeks later, ready for it, after breaking down that level, and I got it. Now, it wasn't the first try, it took a few times, but eventually I was able to go from one level to the next and to the next. I had to be real with myself. So my advice to you is whatever it is you're working on right now, whether it's that promotion at work, whether it's in your fitness journey, maybe it's reading, whatever skill you're working on, whatever level you're at, just be very real with yourself. Where do I want to go? Where am I deficient right now? How can I improve at this level that I'm at? Make tons of mistakes where you're at. If you're a manager and you're trying to be the director, hey, it's okay if it takes an extra year. If you can become a better manager right now for the next year, you'll be a better director instead of getting pushed to that level too soon. So that's my advice. I'm going to steal it from my favorite broadcaster. Don't skip steps. Don't rush the process. Maximize where you're at, and you'll be ready for the next step.